What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Organization 2. It's the best podcast, not in my mom's basement.
Or mine.
Very true.
Because mine's unfinished.
It's also still not in your mom's basement.
Correct.
Which, you guys will notice, I'm going to be looking. I usually like look at Sando while we're talking. But like I'm looking over here because I see him in the screen. As you guys can see in the background, those that are watching, we're going to post this up on YouTube as well as we're streaming it live because we had the opportunity a couple days before. So we're going to do that when we can. We won't always be able to. So if you guys can join us live, twitch.tv/killohmz, KILOHMZ. Link will be down below like always. Actually, I don't think it is always down there, but my Twitter is. And so is my Instagram. And so is Sando's. Make sure you guys follow, then you guys can come check out the podcast when we're doing it, or if you guys want to watch me play other random games. All right, that was about a minute intro. So I am Killohmz, or Kilo, or Kill, and I have with me the ever so wonderful and not nearly as adorable, Sando.
Hey, wait, what? I'm told I'm adorable.
But not as adorable as me.
I don't know.
You might be more adorable than me.
I have my moments. I'm Sando.
It's funny because Sando has a girlfriend and I don't.
I'm still confused.
So who's really
that.
The one who's more adorable? It's not me. Moody is pretty adorable. All right. So Sando forgot the question we were going to talk about today. And this might not be a super long podcast because
we'll try to.
We'll see. We're both tired.
We're both tired and hungry.
But our question for today was going to be, if you could add anything to to KH, what would it be?
We kind of talked about that last time because it just, that's how it went into.
It did.
It
was something that just kind of like
add anything
happened.
To it.
But yes, it's one of those things of if you could add anything to it, what would you add?
Honestly, and this might throw you off a bit, but it also might not. More Final Fantasy.
That doesn't really throw me off.
Or at least not Final Fantasy, just something that's square.
More square?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because technically...
Please put in more squares. We're tired of seeing zippers.
Technically, and I don't know how this would work, Square and Nintendo worked on a game a long time ago. It's called Super Mario RPG. And there's a character that Nintendo Net does not want to bring back. Square could. We could get Geno.
Square technically could not.
I would
think
love
the character is owned by Nintendo.
It is, but I would love for that to happen.
And Nintendo doesn't want to use any of their characters that have been previously, like...
Unless it's a main character.
Made, yeah.
For
some reason, they have a problem with that, which is...
It's whatever.
It is what it is.
But I would like to see, like, one-shots of Square characters. So, like, hey, here's a small cameo of, like, them in an audience. They're in a cutscene, or...
Yeah. Oh, I would like that, too. I mean, I think,
like,
that'd be super nice.
You have whatever Final Fantasy character, whichever number of the main character you have. Or have, like, I think he's in 9. The villain is Jet.
Jet's in 10.
Yeah.
Jetson 10, it's Tidus's dad.
Yep. Have him work with,
Have him work with Tidus.
Yeah.
I mean, technically Jet does exist in the game because Tidus exists on Destiny Island.
That's
so therefore
why
Jet has to exist on Destiny Island.
That's why I bring it up.
Like, he would have to at that point.
So, it would be like Leon and crew find Tidus and be like, hey, what are you doing here? You want to help out with us, and then Jet appears or something like that. It's just small short offshoot,
small like side missions that could be fun.
Mm-hmm. So you see more tough fights and whatnot. That's not original or not Disney related.
Yeah.
So you would get more of like the Sephiroth type,
which would be good fights to say.
Also, imagine fighting Kefka.
Fighting Kefka would be interesting. I've never actually fought Kefka.
Kefka's a monster.
Kefka's a clown.
Yes, but he's a monster.
I think.
He is.
Kefka's either the clown or it's the...
He's very much a clown.
Yeah, he's the clown.
But when you fight
him... I was thinking of the other one that was from Zidane's world. Because he's from Final Fantasy VI.
Yeah, he's six. I mean, the other thing is, imagine having the summons. Ifrit, Shiva, whatever the lightning dude is.
Having those would be cool, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be really neat to see those.
Imagine if you had Leon as a playable character. Instead of him having Disney, hear me out. Instead of him having Disney summons, he has Final Fantasy summons.
That would be cool. I'll give you that.
Or like something along the lines of that. It's just like, hey, this game is like original content and Disney focused with the combat of something similar that Square would like. Let's throw something in Square because no one's going to expect it.
That would be cool. That'd be cool to see more of because,
I mean, that,
like, it doesn't really exist anymore, you know?
Yeah, and that and like other Disney worlds and movies.
Yeah, and if we look at like KH3, it wasn't very well set up for that style and everything for that because they took out a lot of the a lot of the Final Fantasy stuff from it.
Yeah. Because if I'm gonna add anything to it, I want to add something that goes along with everything, not just be like, hey, let's add in, you know, Sonic.
But you could. I mean, that's the thing. The question is literally anything. It doesn't have to fit in.
It's true.
I mean, it's if you would like to see it in Kingdom Hearts, what would it be? That was the question. There are no stipulations.
Pokemans, but digitally. Use the data.
You want to see Sora playing Pokemon Go?
I want to see Sora in the data world, either playing Pokemon Go or Digimon.
Yeah, if he's in the data world, he's playing Digimon. Get out of here with that crap.
Look at Sora being all Code Lyoko in there playing Digimon.
My God. Code Lyoko world would be pretty cool.
That would be amazing. Man, I'm just thinking of TV shows. Avatar world.
Avatar would be cool.
We're not sure which one we're talking about, James Cameron or...
If you don't specify, you're automatically talking about The Last Airbender.
Yes, I agree.
That's how that works.
I'll be honest, James Cameron Avatar is just blue Tarzan.
Yeah, it is.
Which we would
it's
get
blue, more complicated Tarzan.
Which means we would get a revisit of Tarzan. I enjoy Tarzan from one, but I feel like it could have had more justice to it.
Tarzan could have come back in two.
Yeah.
Tarzan would have been great in two.
He would have been extra lost. Right off the head, I honestly, like you said, I could add anything to it, but I kind of want to make it uniform. Or like somewhat.
That's fair. I mean, I'm not saying that you have to not make it uniform.
I know. But it's more of I'm not getting any more good thoughts or sentences, apparently.
Well,
that's
you generally don't sentence well. And this might be a very bad idea for a podcast because we might not get enough out of it.
I will try.
Well, we're both tired. Like, that's part of it, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. What would you add to it?
That's such a good question.
You haven't had a thought chance.
I mean, I thought about it, but like, I don't know. Like, I would have liked, there's a lot of things that I'd like to see. Like, I'd like to see different weapons implemented in, like, mm-hmm. that are against, like, saving the key, like, keyblades, but like, key guns or, you know, key spears.
Yeah.
Key flails. Like, taking more of, like, what's
key
like,
size.
Because the only thing that you see that's different are the like the organization weapons.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to see more things that are built around like an ancient creation, like the Keyblade. That'd be really neat because there's just not enough of that.
Yeah.
I
mean, if you want to try and get it, push it in along with canonically, you could do that. Just be like, hey, go back to Daybreak Town?
Yeah.
Go back to there and be like, hey, this is what we found back here. Here's an old history book. Here's some old, like, whatever.
Yeah, and you could add stuff to it because, like, there is stuff that you could do that's really cool like that, but I don't know. That's where I'm at. Like, I think that...
Or say the world...
Like, not having those things makes it difficult.
What's the world... What was I thinking of? Is it just referred to the world of darkness?
The realm of darkness?
Realm of darkness, that's what I was trying to say. Just do, say, go to the Realm of Darkness and do, you go darker and deeper into it, and all you see is, like, remnants of the past more, rather than just darkness.
Yeah.
So this is what the world, what, the way everything was, when everything was connected, before darkness came in and split everything.
Yeah. And that'd be cool to see too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm also looking things up for us to talk about later on.
What's the book?
Well, like, might do a podcast next week of like questions that are still left unanswered after KH3.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are like, what's in the box? Who or what is the Master of Masters? What's the purpose of the organization members 9 through 12?
Fair.
Who was the girl that Ansem the Wise experimented on? Who is the star in the last world?
Yeah, we never actually got the answer to that one. Did we?
We didn't, but we're pretty sure that it was the same one who was experimented on. Which people speculated was Skuld.
That's what it was. Mm-hmm. Yep.
What did Young Xehanort's last words mean? Doesn't like what happened to Sora in the end, kind of thing. Something like that. So there's some questions. I mean, there's some speculation. Like,
but more importantly, what happened to Vivi?
I mean, who knows? Oh man, I found another article: 25 unsolved mysteries and plot holes.
Plot holes aren't too hard.
No, but it'll be interesting. How did Kairi come back? Sora is asleep? No, he's not.
Yeah, no, like some of these are just...
Wait, Xehanort's true goal? How is this a thing on here?
What?
There's a lot about Xehanort's plan that doesn't make sense.
Go to the top of the page and see when it was written. If it was before Remind.
It didn't have to be written before Remind. February 10th of this year, of last year. But, like, it doesn't change the fact that Xehanort's true goal was to rebuild the world. He says it word for word at the end of the game.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to just, like, make everything start anew and be reborn from my image in darkness. Like, that was it. And people are like, does that make sense? Because it shouldn't. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
It's exactly how the game works. Oh my gosh. I shouldn't look at these things because they get us off topic from what's actually going on.
I do have something we could add to it. What we'd like to see out of Kingdom Hearts.
Okay.
Dark Road, but not terrible.
Oh my gosh. Dark Road is terrible.
So have it be in the style like all the actual 3D ones are, and you have a choice of playing as young Ericus or young Xehanort.
But yet you still have to sit there and grind for 17 hours so that way you can level up.
No, not to that degree. But the choice of, like, well, how do we go from world to world?
Well, they travel through portals of light because the roads haven't been severed yet.
Yeah, you take the portals of light, but you also have the Keyblade armors.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So it's, I'm saying this, and I know it would never happen, but I would love to have sort of an esque of a open world KH game.
And the open world, like a KH MMO, you know how much I would play the crap out of it? Oh, by the way, we got 10,000 jewels for the 5th anniversary.
Ooh, I can't access it.
Yep, I can.
Yep. I told you about that, right?
Yeah, you did. Connect it to your Facebook account. I did. It's not connected to your Facebook account. What do you mean?
We're no longer doing the stuff for Facebook. Oh, then why did I connect it?
Yeah.
To make you feel bad.
Having all of the Kingdom Hearts games, like, and now note, I'm usually the like, person who's like, well, no, because I actually didn't get on people for this as much as I generally could have. But, like, with Kingdom Hearts, everybody's always like, well, they're all on different platforms and blah, 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 blah. And, like, I will say for everybody that argued and complained about Kingdom Hearts 3 and being like, I don't know what was going on. Why did they make these games that weren't main games so important and have so much story that mattered? It was on PS4. Every single game was on PS4 a year and a half before Kingdom Hearts 3.
And also the thing of having...
Except for the mobile game.
Yeah. And I will say, I actually do enjoy the fact that it's on multiple devices, because that means, hey, it gets reached out. People say in the original ones, like, you have Birth by Sleep on PSP. You have all stuff on... You have Days on DS.
Yeah.
You have all these things, which are, of course, different avenues that Nomura took for money, honestly. But it's also, hey, you know, we can do... reach out to different audiences, grab them, pull them into the series, and get them to check it all out.
Yeah. It's a smart business tactic. It's just like, I would like to see the mobile games being translated in a way that's easy to get the story. Because, like, there's a lot that I don't remember.
So does that
from
mean
playing through
Unchained. Does that mean we're going to get Kingdom Hearts re-Unchained?
I'm okay with that. It would be a better game than it already is.
Or since it's called Unchained, is it going to be Kingdom Hearts Rechained?
No. No.
Why would you re-unchain something that was already unchained?
Re-unchained. No negotiation, Nomura. None. Re-unchained. No
forever
substitution.
Changed. And it's just going to be and the DLC is going to be Dark Road, because he's not going to put that as a
no, but I mean Dark Road when it's fully, I think when Dark Road's fully completed,
it will be nice.
I think Unchained Key, and it will come out on a platform where all of the things will be voice acted and you'll be able to watch all the cutscenes.
That would be magical.
Like they did with 0.2. It'll be something similar to 0.2, and they'll come out with some $15, you know, some $40 version that then they had to put in. Like 0.2 was so much worth $40 just for Aqua's fragmentary passage stuff. Like,
yeah, which I need to go back there and do again.
It was good. It was very, very
good. I don't remember much or any at all from that.
It was a lot. I wouldn't mind going back through it. I don't know. I don't know if I own 0.2. Because you owned it for
the PS4.
Yes, I did. But they didn't sell the complete bundle on Xbox when they all came out on Xbox.
So the plus side of me
because I had to rebuy.
You bought it all digitally?
Yeah, okay. I bought everything. Actually, I might have it. It might be there. I'll have to check. I bought two things from them.
Okay.
So I think I might have it, but they didn't have the completed story, which.
Yeah, that whole thing.
You should have had the completed story, because I had to spend, I think I spent $80 to get it all, which is fine. But like, that would be the other thing is, like, if you bought the completed story so far, you can buy Kingdom Hearts 3 for $60 on DLC that connects to the game. Then you buy Remind as it's still priced, but it connects to the completed story. So you only have to have like one disc or one game downloaded. Yeah, it might be like at 120 gigabytes at the end of the day. Because, yeah, it's going to be freaking huge. But.
Huge.
Edge. But you then have Kingdom Hearts set up like that.
Yeah.
So. Which would be nice.
Follow up question.
Fallout Boy.
No further questions.
I win.
And you're gonna hate me for this comment. If it's Kingdom Hearts, who's to rule over the kingdom? Trick question. The queen from
trick question, Minnie.
Trick question. Disney. I mean Yen Sid.
It is Yen Sid. Yen Sid is the one true ruler. I don't think
because I've seen things that people are creating theories that Sora's the king, and I'm like,
Sora's not the king.
He's not the
Sora
king.
Sora technically couldn't be the king. And I don't say that like in a mean way to Sora. It's just the fact that like
he's not at that level yet. But it's like people were saying, so, well, his keychain, the charm on the end of his keychain is a heart, not a heart.
The crown, because that's what Yeah, so, but so is Mickey's, isn't it?
Yeah. And so is the necklace that he wears in one is a crown. I'm like, that's just the design.
These are the fan theories I'm so glad I never hear.
Yeah.
Because, like, they hurt my soul a little
There's only one that followed up with that made somewhat happy. And it wasn't by much. It was like, well, yeah, it was probably the person who owned the Kingdom Key before Sora. Or before Mickey. But we don't know anything about those specific keys.
No.
Because
we don't really know anything about them. We don't know where they came from. Like, that would be another thing I'd like to see added. I'd like to have story of, like, where did everybody's original Keyblade come from, or how were Keyblades forged?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we had a story going through of being like this is how Sora got his, this is how Sora's Keyblade was created.
Mm-hmm. And some,
I mean, Mickey's cuts a little bit explained on where he got the keychain for it in 0.2.
Yeah.
He had to go to the Realm of Darkness and go do some shenaniganery to get it.
And some Keyblades make sense, like, and I'm not meaning like the Disney ones, which are, hey, this is Wishing Memories. This is, you know,
Hidden Dragon.
Or like, this is the size of pumpkin. Like, those are very, very much cut and dry. It's like, hey, this is where it's from.
Yeah.
And like, Riku's Keyblade. When he had, with Dark Riku, that's what that Keyblade is. Just stop looking at that article, because I'm already going to get annoyed by that one.
Yeah. It's just going to be like, it's like a plot hole. It's like, if you paid attention, when Rapunzel captures Finn, she takes his bag. She promises to return it if he helps her in the castle in order to see the light festival. Later on, Rapunzel reveals that she had his bag the whole time. However, in an earlier cutscene, when Mama Gothel discovers Rapunzel is missing, she sees Flynn's bag hidden in the stairs.
Yeah, because of the way the movie goes.
I don't even remember any of it. Apparently, replica headaches. What's in the box? Wait, did What Is in the Box make it on here twice?
No, that's a different article.
Oh, good. Thank God. I was about to say.
But, like, as for Keyblades, I would like to know the how they transformed Axel's chakras into a key.
Yeah.
And if that's possible for other organizations, you're going to ignore it. Just keep going.
They said, how did come the Unversed didn't show up in Kingdom Hearts 1 or 2? Because Vanitas was dead. They came from Vanitas. Vanitas was dead. I don't get how people can write articles and not know Kingdom Hearts. Like,
well, the next one's gonna get you.
Oh, he is the true threat. Zigbar, yeah, is the true threat. I don't even know where that's like.
I like the bold text. Zigbar is the Loki of the Kingdom Hearts universe.
Missing Final Fantasy? Time travel is magic. Yes, it is. I'm glad we understand. How did Naminé return? Literally explained, like, that Sora had, like, had released them from his heart.
What?
I'm just gonna, that was a cool scene, but there's probably something about how it's wrong, and I'm gonna click off of that.
Yeah,
we're gonna click
off
of
that one as well.
When you just search like Kingdom Hearts and you're like, hey, by the way, I wanna know what's going on with this thing. Save yourself and just don't do it, okay? Cause
do it.
Apparently, it's just going to hurt your heart.
I mean, yeah. But going back to the question, since we keep getting away from it, I'm trying to think of what other stuff we could add in. Be interesting.
I mean, yeah.
I made the comment last week, Lucasfilms.
Lucasfilms would be something that would be interesting. I don't know that I would enjoy it.
Same. Because
then imagine having to do flying.
Yeah.
To go down the Death Star to blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now note, you would have a lot of room to do stuff because
linear
you have nine different movies to go off of alone. And like the time jump between some of these Kingdom Hearts would work really well.
I thought of something.
Like if you had the prequels happen in the time of Terra, Aqua, and Ven.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have like 4, 5, and 6 happen. And then in the next trilogy, if they're going to have like 4 or 5 years go past or something like that, they could have 7, 8, 9. But they all might have to rewrite Kingdom Hearts continuity, though, if Lucasfilms rewrites the continuity because they're thinking about it. Thinking about completely taking 1, 2, 3, and 7, 8, 9 out and saying they weren't canon and remaking them. Part of it we see, some people are like, oh, it's a cash grab. Which I understand, and I think there's part of it that is that way, but they also got a lot of flack for those.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what happens.
So, I have a follow-up. That's for you.
Okay.
Well, it is universe to add into it. But Marvel, which is technically a part, but Marvel does not like a specific series. They don't like to put a specific series in movies with crossovers. And Deadpool has made fun of them for X-Men.
Marvel didn't. No, it's not, that one. That's a misinformation.
Yeah, no.
It's not that Marvel doesn't like using X-Men. It's that Marvel doesn't own X-Men.
Yes, they own specific characters.
They own specific characters, but Sony owns most of the X-Men.
Yes,
that's the problem with that. Like, no, I'd love to see the X-Men in, but then that's a Sony thing, and that means that it's going to be something that's exclusive for PlayStation for X amount of time.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but it doesn't make it any like less terrible or bad or anything like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I also kind of feel like with like how in 2 Final Mix we had the Cavern of Remembrance.
Yeah.
If we had something similar to that to 3, which was post game, you could go in and be. Either it be access.
With the way that they did forms in 3, it was something that they couldn't have done because Cave of Remembrance was all about finishing and doing all the forms and having all of that stuff 100%ed so that way you could go and do X, Y, and Z and like get through and progress in these spots. I think it would have been cool, don't get me wrong, having a Cave of Remembrance. Having an actual post game that wasn't make Ultima.
Yeah, having a post game that
in
was,
every single one of those games would be good.
Yeah, having a post game that wasn't just, hey, do all the tournaments, hey, do this really hard, like, boss fight, and do the synthesis.
And like, Cave of Remembrance, I don't even think was that good.
Like,
because you had to do it to unlock the data fights, which, okay. That's,
yeah.
It is what it is.
And I mean, like, if you're going for 100%ing, Cave of Remembrance had different. On like different Heartless because they were harder variants.
They were harder variants.
So and which had different movesets and drop rates as well. So that's also more to push for post game.
Yes, but I'd like to see a reason. Like, what reason do I have to play any of the Kingdom Hearts games right now?
Currently, because we have a podcast. Is that the answer you wanted?
I don't have to play the games for the podcast. I know enough of what's going on in the games. I don't think you look at me and go, Kill doesn't have enough knowledge to be source on this.
No, just because we're talking about it, you want to play it.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's like if you gave me an MMO.
Yeah.
Of Kingdom Hearts. And you gave me, you know, you gave me my Final Fantasy 14, but Kingdom Hearts. Where you have your guard, you know, you have a guardian style Keyblade Master, or you can play. Think of it like Star Wars: The Old Republic.
Yeah.
So you have your casters, you have your guardians, you have people that are proficient in other types of weapons.
You have fishing.
Yes. Oh God, I would. I'm just saying. And then you have stuff like your Keyblade wielders and stuff too, and you have it take place. In all honesty, the best way that they could go. And redo this entirety of Kingdom Hearts Unchained Key. I said chi accidentally.
Uncaned
chi. Uncaned chi. Unchained key would have been if you could have, like, do an MMORPG. You create your own keyblade wielder. You give them these different things. They can have different classes to, like, focus on. Like, you have your hybrids, which are, like, your Ventons. You have your melee builds, which are your Terras. You have your spellcasters, which are your...
Aquas.
They can go down different schools of fighting styles. And you or can, and magic yeah, styles that unlock.
I would also say you can go down different backgrounds. So you can come from a...
Yeah, you could come from different places, too. Yeah.
So say you can come from a city area. So you have Roxas. You can come from the streets or something. I was going to try and make that and turn that into organization.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, you could have these other things. Like, and you could have a good side and a bad side. And on the bad side, you have, like... the nobodies, you have your named, you're like an organization member,
mm-hmm.
or you're, you know, they make up a new organization for the Heartless or the unversed.
And regardless of which side you choose, whether it's organization or whatever, or your keyblade wielder, you say you choose your class, you choose what you're proficient with. And then when it comes to your weapon, if your organization, it's like, oh, hey, your magic wield, you have a choice of these three or four forms. I say like forms, but I mean like wand weapon, whatever, and then you customize it to whatever color and everything you want.
Yeah, you could of course you have to have transmog.
Yeah.
You have to have transmog if you're gonna have something like that. But I mean I would love to play. I would play that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably play that a bunch because then it's like I also have a reason to grind after I'm done.
Yeah.
Because there's still more content that'll come out.
There's still more content. There's more and things, then there's cosmetics. Like,
there's still cosmetics for organization, that you
want. It's not gonna be much. Honestly.
You have different storylines you can play because you're gonna have, even if they only have three different storylines on each side, you know, you have your melee build, your hybrid build, and your mage build. Which your mage build, all three of those have different like builds they could have too, right? You could almost like Destiny style it, only leave in way more creativity to it.
I was gonna say Dragon Age it.
I honestly think the best version of it would be like saying Star Wars The Old Republic it.
Yeah.
Or Final Fantasy 14 it, where like you can go and you can pick these different spells and you can find the things that work right.
Oh, you made me think of Ragnarok. You don't know what it is. It's an old MMO from like early 2000s.
Okay. Yeah. I
14 copied some parts of it.
Yeah. It's fair. I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
Man, they also probably copied parts of WoW.
This was pre-WoW.
No, I'm saying 14.
Yeah, no, 14. Like, yeah.
Because it's what, you know, it's just, it's the formula.
Dang it. Now
Elder Scrolls WoW. Online took parts from WoW. And WoW took stuff from WoW and RuneScape.
Yeah. And I just want to play an MMO. Crap, my computer can't.
I have been waiting for an MMO that's worth me to play. Like, I've been really wanting a...
If I get...
I really want a first-person shooter MMO
there was
that
one.
Has different abilities and stuff. Yeah, but like it got all the ones that I've looked up have gotten shut down.
Yeah. There was one that I used to play. It was called Hellscape. It was basically think the Doom universe, but like 21-something, and these are the humans that fight back.
Yeah.
But it was first-person.
See, I like that stuff. Like,
but again, it got shut down.
Warframe's not bad.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of the fact that it's third person, but anyway, a Kingdom Hearts MMO would be the best thing for them to add in. We're getting so sidetracked. I mean, it's not that it's bad that we're getting sidetracked. I mean, we're only at like 35 minutes. This will probably be a shorter podcast, but
jeez, yeah.
It's just like, I would like to see things like that happen because they would be more worthwhile in my opinion.
I had a dumb thought.
Like you could take Kingdom Hearts Unchained Key and like literally when you're ready to call it an end event, you could have the Keyblade War to shut down all the servers and start back up and make everybody start fresh. Cause that's what they did.
Okay. So I'm gonna throw this at you. You know nothing about it, but I'm gonna throw it at you anyways. That makes me think of Metal Gear Solid 5 because Metal Gear,
I know nothing about it.
Metal Gear Solid 5 or Phantom Pain, as you will. The multiplayer in it, you can choose to be lethal and attack and steal and kill other people's other bases if you go to them, or you can do non-lethal, which is the pacifist way of doing it, and just secure materials and do whatever and secure units from other people's bases. If you go the lethal way, you go into nukes, because this is based Cold War. If you go the non-lethal way, you're destroying the nukes and or disposing of them. And just recently, well, this is what it brings up to my head, for the PS3, and at least this is for PS4 and all the systems that had the game, in order for you to see a special cutscene, every single character on that system has to go non-lethal. And you get a special cutscene for, hey, we've gotten rid of all the nukes in the entire world. It's only once per system. So there's like 500,000 for PC, and there's no lethal playthroughs. Like that, something on that degree of like, hey, we've done something so big and so amazing. Here's a special cutscene. All right, do it again. That would be amazing.
Just saying.
It's Nomura. Like,
there's work things on they could it. Do. Well, and I mean, the series doesn't lend itself to it, though.
Give us Kingdom Hearts Phantom Pain.
Give us Kingdom Hearts Online.
I don't know, just putting the name online to titles.
It works, though.
It works, but it makes me think of like little kitty games.
Wow. I heard that. I don't know, I'm just saying.
Your reaction.
Nah, there's wire there. Yeah, no, I mean, we're not alone. Like, somebody actually made one that would be like, oh, here's an official trailer. It's not an official trailer. Would a full-blown KH MMO be a good idea? Yes.
Yes.
I would like to see it.
It doesn't matter if you're an MMO person or not. That's a different way that you can take the game into going. It's the same thing as to make the game a free roam. Even if it's not an MMO, but it's just like, hey, you can go to these worlds at any point in time. And it's just like you have to unlock, get at least so many of these done. And it's whatever, doesn't matter what order, so you can get to the more storyline stuff.
Yeah.
That's all you really need.
God, I would love that, though. Oh, my foot.
What'd you do?
Just rubbed it across the PC glass.
That's what I thought I heard.
Like, scraped. It, like, did, like, blunt damage to my toe.
Blunt damage, plus four.
Took 5 points of damage right there.
Roll for damage. Do you not have a die in here? I thought you did.
I got backup phone. No, I don't have my dice here. They're all at my house. All at my parents' house.
Backup phone is odd number. You got a 7.
Oh, I got a 7. Okay, I took 7 points of damage. Plus 4. 11. There we go.
Yeah.
It would be nice.
That was dumb.
It would be nice, like, seeing those things, like, I would love to see that in the series.
Oh, yeah.
But then, yeah, because it could be really good for the story.
Mm-hmm.
You could even have it, like, if you wanted to, you could even have it be separated out. So, like, you could have, like, the Sora storyline still be played.
I don't know why I thought this. I thought of Sora doing horseback riding in my head. Mulan, too.
Mulan, he could do it in. He could do it in Tangled World.
Yeah.
He could do it in Olympus Coliseum.
Are there any movies with talking horses? Think of Pride Lands, but he becomes a horse. I don't think they're Disney.
I don't know that they're Disney if they are.
It might be DreamWorks. Sounds like a DreamWorks.
Trek World would still be good.
Donkey! Goofy!
Donkey! What's there, this boy with a key doing near my swamp? I think that'd be a pretty good one. I'd pay for Shrek World.
Yeah.
Just to have, like, you know, they meet Lord Farquaad, and Donald just falls apart laughing because he gets what the joke is.
Yeah. I was going to say, which Shrek, though? Are we doing Shrek 1 or Shrek 2?
You have to start off with Shrek 1.
Yeah.
Well, they got 5 games, so, I mean, it can fit into 5 different Kingdom Hearts games.
Yeah.
Easy. Easy!
We go to Shrek 2, the Shrekening. I'm sorry, Shrek 2, Electric Boogaloo. Shrek 3, the Shrekening.
I want you to know that that is not what any of them are called. Oh my gosh. Your phone.
Who's calling me?
What town is it?
It's 9, just before 9.
Well, they got off work.
Girlfriend got off work early?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Wow, that's fun. You should probably text her and be like, give me like 10 minutes. We're podcasting.
I'm going to do that real quick.
Yeah, probably be the smart thing. Otherwise, she's going to keep calling you and it's going to be like, Swah! Swah! Swah!
It's because I got Metal Gear Solid Alert on my...
I know, but that's...
It scares me at work sometimes.
I'm just like, I'm hearing all these sounds. I don't know. I don't have too much else I want to add. I guess this can be a little bit shorter of a podcast. I don't know. Let us know what you guys would like to see added. If you guys are watching on YouTube, or you're like the one person that stuck around to watch on Twitch, or the two people that stuck around, because we didn't really alert that this was going to happen. It's not a normal stream day at all for me.
We were just like, hey, if you're aware,
you guys can see all my socials on there. So follow all those things. It'd be awesome. Yeah. What's up, Diffuse? How you doing, bud? But you guys go check those out. I'll have Sando's and my socials in the description, so you guys can find at least one of our things. No, I love your face, Diffused. But that being said, I don't have any much more. I don't have anything else to add to you.
Nope. I had something, but I forgot it.
Awesome. That means that's fine. And also, that means that next week it's Sando's turn to figure out what we're talking about for the podcast, because I did it for the past 3 weeks.
Yeah. Time for me to forget and then figure out last minute.
But that all being said, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and we will catch you guys in the next one. Adios.
See ya.